Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population deal.
Population deal.
Kieran Deal,
welcome to the town.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Wow. Yeah.
We bring you right
we
in.
Give yeah, we, nice... don't, we don't mess around.
No.
We don't mess around. This world is getting dumber as we speak. I feel like Jay and I got to see a little bit of your comedy as we did your awesome show at the TG,
yes.
Which is just super, super
Peacock
fun.
Is the name of the show.
Mm-hmm. You guys have such radio presenter voices, and I feel like I have these caramel dulcet tones.
I love your voice.
Your voice is a radio voice.
Really?
Yes. Very much so.
You guys feel like you got that. You're like, your energy level just went from like 0 to 60.
I know.
We were sitting here, and then you're
excited.
Like,
woo! Because there's just dumbness in the air, and we have to break it down. And the only way that we know how is comedians. To kind of sift through it and just, you know,
let's
mull it
in
over.
Yeah.
Let's get into
the story.
Chew right. The dumb
Dan
cut
has a story.
In.
Give okay. It to us, buddy.
This was sent in by Steve Schiefer at Schiefer4. That's S-C-H-I.
No one has ever called F-E-R. That dude Steve ever. He's only
Schiefer.
Schiefer's here. Yeah. Schiefer.
Even when he's not there, they go, what time's Schiefer getting over here?
I always think of my Aunt Rita in Canton, Ohio, old Jew, as she would say his name with a question mark at the end. Schiefer?
Schiefer?
Schiefer? Schiefer?
Here's the headline.
She would also use that same tone when saying hoisin sauce.
Hoisin
sauce? Woman, here's the headline. Woman accidentally puts hand in human feces in grocery store.
What? In grocery store?
It's Dumb People Town.
What aisle is that in? The flaxseed?
No.
Where's the human feces?
Karen, where is it?
There's one word that really struck me in that one.
Which one?
Accidentally.
Right, yeah.
Well, she's not going to admit it was on purpose.
No, I like to think that she got in there and she was like,
let me do this for you.
Yeah, she's
this.
Like, it's Wednesday. Let's go.
Day.
Let's go,
get through this.
Baby.
Well, so now I'm starting to think, like, because you know, you've been to the grocery store when, like, there's, you have to reach behind something.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe she reached in this place she couldn't see.
Moore, Oklahoma. This comes from us in KFOR in Moore, Oklahoma. An Oklahoma man allegedly defecated in a grocery store freezer Sunday night.
Oh.
And a woman who was shopping accidentally put her hand in it while reaching for groceries that were covering it.
God.
So she's the victim.
Look before you
just
reach.
Just being in Dumb People Town.
But yeah, what if she turns out like she does it and it gets her really excited and she's like, oh no,
this is
my
thing.
Worst thing in the world. This is my
thing?
Fetish.
No.
An Oklahoma man.
Yes.
He shit into a
freezer at a grocery store.
Yeah, we kind of glossed over that.
Yeah, you really glossed over that for fun.
Oh, who knows?
So did he get into the freezer and shit, or did he take his shit and put it in the freezer?
Yeah, that,
well,
I want to get to the details.
There is a time where, like, your body could tell you don't get to make decisions anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And your body says, like...
He's shopping, and he's like... But there is usually a bathroom in a grocery store.
Or yeah, maybe but you got to find it.
Maybe they wouldn't tell him. And he's
right.
Like, oh, yeah, not going to tell me?
Right.
He could have had a vendetta against one of the other employees, maybe
thank
an
you.
Ex.
Or he just hates skinny cows.
How dare you put that stuff out? I only like full.
Also,
show you an ice
don't
cream
worry,
sandwich.
Jay. She did not find out there's her thing. This is a quote. Quote, I pick up a bag of pizza rolls and they're literally shit, Shirley Wright Johnson said in a video of the incident. Human shit, excuse my language. I love that she said it once, knew she said it,
said
then
it
said
twice,
it again, and then was
then
like,
said,
sorry
me.
For the way I'm speaking.
Pizza rolls, jeez.
I'm shit from Kieran on the internet, so I did
are
that.
You? There
I,
you
yeah,
go.
I did that. I did that like I did that a long time
yeah,
ago. And I'm
did.
Like, I'm stuck with that shit now.
Yeah, you are.
Excuse
you
my language.
Excuse your language.
Forever.
Totally excused. A Sunday night trip to a Crest food store for Wright Johnson and her kids turned out to be more than what the mom bargained
and
for.
Wait, what is that chain? What is
Crest
that
Crest foods? Foods? I have no idea.
Have you ever heard of it?
I don't do a lot of.
I'm going there after this.
I know, right?
Anything what, goes.
It's an adventure at Crest.
At Crest,
yes.
It's a grab bag.
She said, I was upset I was disgusted, she said in an interview for KFOR. Mm-hmm. Wright Johnson said she's still trying to comprehend what happened while picking up a bag of pizza rolls in the freezer section. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag.
No!
So I turned it over, and there it was, she said. More police said it was human feces. Wright Johnson said there was another bag of pizza rolls that had been placed on top of it, covering it up. I was so disgusted, I was almost in tears.
So if you are this Crest Foods, you basically have to, and if I were running Crest Foods,
burn it to the
ground. We got to burn the whole
thing. For some reason, I thought you were going to say, you have to let her go on a supermarket sweep. She gets 5 minutes to get whatever she wants.
Unlimited pizza rolls for life.
Unlimited pizza rolls for life.
And also you tell
Totino's
her,
as far
from now
as the
on, when you come in, one of our employees will grab whatever you want out of the freezer or off the shelf. You never have to grab again.
Did you ever live in New York?
Very briefly.
Okay, you know in the delis, like when people can't reach the top shelf,
yeah, the grabber.
They have the claw, yeah, which is like basically
a stick with with a movable hand.
Yeah.
So you're like, I gotta get paper towels off the top. Right. Instead of a ladder, you get the claw. Uh-huh. So that's what she's allowed to shop with.
They give her one when she comes in.
She just gets one for the freezer. And
forever.
Other kids are like, Mom, I wanna use it.
Don't you touch. No.
You touch shit, you'll get
this
one.
This is a result of my trauma.
Right. Yes. Someone's like, she and other people know her and they're like, she went through a lot
to
get that claw.
She did.
We're going to take a quick break. Yes. When we come back, we're going to find out everything that Kieran's up to.
Okay, I had one. Everything. I have one.
Oh, go
thing.
For it.
I had one thing.
Give it to me.
Please.
So, you know, like how the dog buries their shit?
Yeah.
He did. He did make an effort to like
hide
pizza
under
roll bury it.
Yeah. He buried it. He wedged it between rolls.
Between pizza rolls. I love
also,
this.
Also, do you think he thought to himself, like, what's the thing that
people
shouldn't be buying anyway?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he didn't go to the milk and eggs and bread aisle.
Exactly. No. He's not a monster.
No, but it's Oklahoma. You should have known better. You should have put it with like the cauliflower crust pizza. Because
no one's going to reach in for that.
Yeah, the cauliflower crust pizza at Crest Foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit for years.
For decades.
So. Somebody comes to me like, I'm here for the cauliflower. Like, man, we got shit on pizza rolls. Yeah. You think we got cauliflower crust pizza. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll find out. We don't have it, but they have surveillance of the guy. We'll find out about like what he was
up to.
Oh, no,
we're going to put that in our social clip.
Well, there is. We don't have it.
Oh, God, we got to find
it.
We'll get into all that and so much more with Kieran right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Kieran, please tell people, number one, how to follow you. And number two, if you're in L.A., talk about the show Peacock that we did, because it's at one of the coolest locations ever. As far as a comedy show, I will say, no matter the amount of people in the room, and I think the room
was like 30 people in there when we were there.
Yeah, that felt about right.
But it's a small room, and it felt pretty full, amazing. And the laughs were just bouncing off the walls, and it was like...
Where do you guys do it?
We do it at Club TG.
Oh, I love Club TG.
Club TG, they have a back room, mm-hmm. And it's every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Awesome.
Killer
it's,
show.
It's a weekly with really great people like the Sklars.
We
I think
did
this
it.
Week we have Adam Conover on.
Nice.
Love so him. It's a really yeah. good...
soon to be Daniel Van Kirk will be on that.
I'd love to.
Daniel
is a great venue. Yeah.
It's a, you guys mix in up and coming comics with one or two, like Patton Oswalt has come and done
yes.
it. And like
Aubrey Plaza's done it.
So it's that mix of like, you'll see someone you maybe have never seen who you'll become a fan of mixed in with someone that you love. And it's a great way to support.
And you and Danny do a great job of hosting the show.
Yes. Danny Jollis is also, we kind of usually we round robin or we take it off. And he's my friend that I despise.
I know. Your relationship is so funny on stage. I love it. That's and also, it's a show where you, what I love about this is that it is a free show, but you can donate at the
yes.
end
yeah.
What you see fit, and people do. And the money goes to the comics. So That's it's awesome. A really, really awesome show.
Plus, they have the burger
you.
Guy out in the back who we made
the
friends with.
The burger guy is so sweet, and then he'll give you burgers, and the drinks are amazing. And
whatever that drink was that you had that I was like, I want
want what she's having. I'll have what she's having. I was hungover the next day hardcore because I'm like, wait, I can't drink like a young person anymore. Right? I can't drink like a cool person anymore.
I'm sorry.
It was awesome.
It was strong, right?
It was so strong and I loved it.
It was strong and you loved it and you had a great time. But
yeah. I paid the price. It was worth it.
Wait, so Karen, how can people follow you on the old
shit. I mean, this was really the perfect,
story for
the
you.
Perfect story for
shit
me. It was
that Karen says.
Shit from Karen.
Shit from Karen.
K-I-R-A-N.
K-I-R-A-N. Guys, if you type in shit from, you'll find
Karen.
It
probably goes straight
to Crest Foods.
Yeah.
Or Crest Food, or like pizza rolls.
Your profile picture is just a pizza roll.
It's actually just, I was like, I know this story. Ah, yes. The old classic.
The old pizza roll.
All right. Let's dig in more to this. Lieutenant Kyle Johnson with the Moore Police Department said that they want to talk to the man seen in surveillance video.
Sure they do.
That individual was then observed.
If they only had DNA evidence.
Was then observed, went to the cooler section where he proceeded to defecate inside one of the coolers before leaving the business.
So he did it in there. He didn't take it and put it in there.
No, he squatted in.
Which, by the way, had to have been a cool experience.
Did you use the lieutenant? Did you start with the word lieutenant?
Lieutenant Kyle Johnson with the Moore Police Department.
This went up the ladder. This went up the ladder, Karen.
This is who shit in the free.
No. This is
that's who's saying, "Hey, we got video of this guy."
Oh, yeah, got you. I'm sorry. I was like Lieutenant Kyle Johnson. I was like, "Oh my god, it's all so official."
I know.
Yeah, I could just see he was like directed.
I heard it was an inside job. They had to get internal affairs involved.
That's don't right. you? You have to go right now in order to do that.
No, this is. I
there
think
are
it's
people
what
who can't said. Use no, public restrooms,
Dan,
let
Dan,
alone.
This is a hate crime. This is a revenge crime. I think Karen was right. I think this is an like sending
I
a message
my
to an ex-girlfriend who works here,
or to the pizza roll people.
Oh, yes, God, yes.
Totino's, you're on blast.
This is what you did to me once, and now you're going to reap the rewards.
According to Johnson,
freezer burn my.
The man was also allegedly taking pictures inside the store. I don't know what that means. It's a little bit disturbing. It's kind of out there. We don't see this much. That's him distancing himself.
Much?
He wants all of more Oklahoma to be distanced.
Yeah, don't you love when like Oklahoma and like people like in the Midwest, like, and we're from the Midwest, but they get judgmental of like L.A. and New York, and they're like, there's some pretty disturbed people out there. And then this happened.
Right. And then they're like, no, hey, not here. Yeah.
Yeah. But much is definitely the key part there. We haven't seen this since 6 months ago.
Right. So you see it some.
And that wasn't even
exactly.
at a Crest. That wasn't even, that was at a gas station.
The last time was when somebody pissed in a food for less watermelon.
Why? Come on. What? They said they were spiking it.
Wright Johnson said that she immediately alerted employees, cleaned her hands, and headed home with her two kids who she brought to the store.
That you're never going to get that.
Quote,
off.
I bleached my hand. I disinfected my hand all the way home. My kids were still like, Mom, I can smell it. I can smell it. And I'm like, I smell it too, baby.
She said 100% into the article.
Yeah.
I smell it too, baby.
That is like a song. That's waiting for the internet.
It's
a country song.
I can smell it too, baby.
Yeah.
Leonard Skinner.
Even 2 days later, Wright Johnson still struggles to voice her frustration with what took place. You can't even put it into words, to which I would say,
We did put it into words.
I can smell it too, baby.
But this woman is never going to reach into anywhere that she can't see ever again.
No, she's sending those kids in. That's what they're for.
Do they say the ages of the kids?
They don't.
I'm going to walk out of here and maybe get into my car and drive home after I make this statement. She has PTSD.
There you go. Get back here.
Terrible. That's terrible.
I wanted to drive.
Oh,
KFOR reached out to Crest numerous times, but never received a comment. They don't want to touch it.
They want this to go away.
Wright Johnson said she was offered. We're going to play a little game before we get out of here.
Ooh.
Wright Johnson said that she was offered what store item by someone in the corporate offices to make up for her experience.
One item.
They offered her one item from the
devastating.
Grocery store.
Devastating.
Not enough. You said pizza rolls for life is what you said.
I said for life.
Right, I will give you guys this. It is not pizza rolls.
Okay. I'm sure.
So they offer her one store item from the grocery store.
Is it pizza related?
To make up for this. No. I will give you that hint as well.
All right, so what you are do a guest, you think? You can go
it's
first.
It's not a gift certificate. It is, hey, what
one
if,
item.
Yeah. What do you think they thought we could give her from the grocery store that would make up for this?
If it's not pizza related, I feel like it's going to be produce. Okay. They're like, I think they're trying to pivot the customer sure. to shame sure. the customer. Sure. Hey, you were buying pizza rolls, but bitch, maybe maybe you should get some bananas.
Sure.
Thank you. So bananas.
Go bananas.
And it's also very, it go sounds bananas. Like this is a very cheap store.
I can't tell either.
We just bananas, feel like I mean, just in the sense that they're only willing to give her one item. They don't right. care. They don't care that this woman just put her hand in shit. So
a bushel of bananas.
Yeah,
so
a bananas are... Are yeah. a low cost product. Sure.
So I think it's going to be alcohol. And I'm going to say like a case of White Claw.
Okay.
That's all a right. good one.
Because her White Claw reached in and grabbed that boob yeah. and brought it out.
A metaphor.
I'm going to say just a gallon of Purell.
cleaner. They've offered her cleaner.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Bathe in it.
A Lysol.
Yeah,
this
whatever.
Is
such a weird thing to only offer one item.
I know.
That feels weird.
That's kind of, you're a, like, why wouldn't the store just tell her, fuck you?
I don't know.
Like, that's
you're
an
kind of saying that with
right,
one item.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
This is saying it without saying it.
Someone in corporate offices, in an effort to make up to the experience that Wright Johnson went through, offered her steaks.
Oh, I almost said steaks.
You did?
Steaks. I almost said Omaha filet steaks, maybe. Right. Even though they're in
I don't
Oklahoma.
Know, but it's like, we're going to throw. You want some steaks? No. I don't want steaks.
I guess in a way that no, but it's like, we're going to give you some steaks.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It feels like it makes anything better.
It's like, we're going to shut you up with some steaks.
But why not offer her, like, 100, like if you got 3 good steaks, that's about you could easily spend $100.
No,
so why not?
Way.
No, it's
three
like 75
steaks.
Bucks.
No, if you're going with like tough. A porterhouse, three porterhouse, you could maybe. That's about $32.
You said they? One item.
One steak. Damn.
Yeah.
One steak. They're not going to put three
they
steaks.
They tried to
lower
her
the steaks by raising the steaks.
Yeah. There you go.
By giving her
more steaks. Police are investigating the situation and an update to this, it didn't add anything, but I can tell you they did catch the guy.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yes. Great. Wait, can we learn more about him and his backstory?
There was nothing out there yet. That's all I found out.
Dan, are you saying they identified his ass and they cracked the case?
There you go,
have
buddy.
Have you guys thought about going full True Detective and like going on the scene and doing yes. your own research, like actually going to Omaha?
Dumb is a flat circle. Yes.
Yeah. You thought
they
about
go
going
20,
year,
20 just, years into the future? Yeah, just Carcosa. Like I just start at all my things in the past and like, why is there like a weird like pizza roll, like sculpture made yeah. circular things
that's
and I'm
right.
just seeing drawings on refrigerators of the oh God.
It's got those True Detective things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a
yeah.
lot of poop emojis from all over the internet.
It's all over the internet. Oh, that's it, my friends.
There we go. That is the show. We're going to do a little something with Kieran for our Patreon fans. Patreon fans, enjoy that. But for us, we're out. Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Oh, ooh. Shit. Can I give one more plug?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Dynasty Typewriter, November 7th.
Yeah, awesome. Let's do that. Dynasty Typewriter, November 7th. Check that out. Kieran is so funny. You guys would love her. Again, like I said, we're fans of her stand-up, and you just met her here, so enjoy.
Hugs. This was delightful.
Thanks.
Yay. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town. Scorpions Audio, a podcast network.